Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Yep, nationally, we'll talk about it. If it makes sense, but we like to keep it right here in our own backyard. So that's exactly what we'll do tonight. Looking forward to bringing you another great show. Got a chance to catch up with Gilstrap, edge rusher for the Southwest DeKalb Panthers. I actually got a chance to catch up with him ahead of their matchup for the first round of the playoffs, but I'll get a chance to bring you that conversation tonight. Also, Coach Jess Wilder of the Camden County Wildcats wrestling team, one of the most dominant programs in the state, maybe even in the country. 11-time traditional and dual state champs. 11-time. Like, that's crazy. Defending. Like, so got a chance to catch up with Coach Wilder. You hear that conversation. Of course, we'll recap the week, some of the things I got a chance to get into this past week. I actually haven't been live in 2 weeks, I believe it was, because Hawks were on last week. Can't remember where they were. They were on the West Coast. I do remember that much. But so we did the podcast last week. But yeah, got a chance to be back in here with you tonight. So looking forward to, like I said, bringing you another great episode. So man, catching strays from Turtle, man. Well, actually, I started it. I can't even try to call him out because I called him out about a post he did today in regards to Dukes and Bell, who had their interview, their weekly with Raheem Morris. Of course, by now, you know, before we get into this high school stuff, you know, the big story for Atlanta related sports is the fact that Michael Penix Jr. will be having season ending surgery. Going to get that reconstructed ACL on the knee injury he suffered this past weekend. So unfortunate turn of events for not only Michael Penix Jr., but for the Falcons. I mean, look, they do have Kirk Cousins, so they can still try to, you know, rally the troops, I guess you would say, and see if they can string up some wins to close things out. What, 7 games remaining here in the regular season? You got a big rivalry game this week with the New Orleans Saints. So let's see what can be done, because, again, not all is lost in terms of, again, just having some type of positivity to wrap up this season. But, again, unfortunate news in regards to Michael Penix Jr. No timeline on his return as of yet because, again, news just broke today in regards to that. All right, shouts out to my girl Noelle holding me down on the other side of the glass. And getting ready to rock and roll. Shouts out to Big O. He's getting ready to get out of here. Of course, he and I work together alongside putting the Dukes and Bell afternoon show together and whatnot. So, yeah, man, good times. Can't believe for fall sports we're in the final one in regards. Well, final two, because flag football. You'll hear a lot about flag football throughout this this show tonight. But the football state championship tournament kicked off last weekend. So round two this weekend in flag football, they're wrapping up. Area tournaments taking place throughout this week, and then they'll get into their playoffs. And again, in what 3 weeks, I guess, we'll be in the bins. Yeah, wrapping up the football season, flag football season, and fall sports, winter sports in full effect. That's why, again, great conversation with Coach Jess Wilder of the Camden County wrestling team. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and do what we do and get into this prep roundup.
It's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, first up, want to give a shout out to Mays Boys Basketball Head Coach Desmond Williams. That's my guy right there, Coach Williams. Got a chance to chop it up with him during the Atlanta Public Schools Media Day. But anyway, congratulations to him reaching 100 career wins. Also want to congratulate this young lady, Leah DeWitt, man, Marietta Girls Basketball. Set a new career high with 39 points this past week, or last week, I should say. Shout out to the Buford softball team. A couple of, well, really, they got a lot of accolades, but Addie Rackley named the Gwinnett Diamond Club 2025 Player of the Year, and then Buford pitcher Caroline Stanton named the Gwinnett Diamond Club 2025 Pitcher of the Year. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Wesleyan Wolves softball team. They were named the Gwinnett County Team of the Year. So those are some of your shout-outs and accolades. Let's look back at the week. Some of the stuff I did since last Wednesday, which kicked off at Greater Atlanta Christian. Well, really was at Norcross, but Greater Atlanta Christian taking on Mountain View and Norcross. They do the round robin style a lot of times with these flag football matchups. But a phenomenal night for the Spartans of Greater Atlanta. They defeated Mountain View 33-0, and with that win, that gave them sole possession of first place in the area standings. Then they turned around and beat Norcross 32-0. The two wins gave them their 8 straight wins, but they were also their 8 straight shutout wins. They hadn't given up any points in 8 games after that. And then they turned around and closed out this past week, the regular season, with 2 more shutout wins, defeating Collins Hill 42-0, and then defeating Mill Creek 45-0. Or I said, yeah, that's right, 45-0. So, again, they wrap up the regular season with 10 straight shutout wins, so congratulations to them. But in that Norcross game, quarterback Asia Johnson finishing with 4 touchdowns, 2 rushing and 2 passing, and again, that was against Norcross. But afterwards, here was Coach Josh Lee on the mindset of the girls going into those 2 matchups last week.
Yeah, so we've got to attack it one day at a time. I mean, it's the same preparation as we enter the end of the season, especially with the postseason. So our girls have done a great job all year. Our seniors have led the team well, and they'll continue to do that for the rest of the season.
All right, what's impressed you tonight, you know, the way these girls came out and played and dominated?
Yeah, you know, their preparation all week has been great. And so when we come out on the field, that's kind of what we expect and what the girls expect as well. So to see all that hard work and dedication with film and practice time pay off on the field, it was fun to watch.
All right. And, you know, they say, you know, you guys are, you know, when you look at it, they would say you guys are playing your best football at the right time, especially defensively, because now I think with tonight's 2 wins, you guys now have not only 8 straight wins, but 8 straight shutouts. Defense, obviously the calling card for this team down the stretch, man. Just talk about that side of the ball and what you've been seeing from them.
Yeah, Coach Joyner does a great job with our defense. He has them prepared every week. He watches hours upon hours of film and has the girls ready to go. And the girls are smart, and they know their keys and do a really good job with that, and they go out and execute.
All right, that was Coach Josh Lee again of the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans flag football team. And again, closing out the regular season with 10 straight, not just 10 straight wins, 10 straight shutout wins. Like, you haven't given up any points in 10 games. That is insane, man. So congratulations to them on that. And let's see how they do in the postseason. Friday night, the opening round of the Georgia High School Association Football State Championship Tournament. I took in 4-8 action as Locust Grove hosted Centennial. It was a great matchup, but it would be Centennial coming out on top in this one. 28-21 on the road. This was their first road postseason road win in program history. Now up next for them will be Lithonia this week, but quarterback Landon Brown in the game, finishing with 251 passing yards, 3 TDs through the air as well. And here's head coach Adam Miller on the win.
Hats off to our defensive staff, Scott Connors, Andrew Wilson, Keith Smith, Robert Baker, Kali Josephson. Those guys came out and they coached their tails off, man. They do it every week. But tonight, with how dynamic their quarterback was and the way they like to throw the football, their game plan was phenomenal. The biggest thing is our kids bought in and believed and fought through it all. It was a wild one. We made it a little more close than it needed to be when we went up, 28-7, but just proud of our fight.
All right, and speaking of the fight and toughness, talk about Landon, man, your QB, man. I mean, that kid took some hits tonight, but he kept coming back, kept coming back.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, and he's been battling with an upperclassman since spring, and he's got that moxie to him. He's got that dog in him, and not very big, but that joker can sling the football around. And it's fun when you got guys like Jake Hickox to throw the ball too deep and Preston McMichael, so those guys did a great job. I'm really proud of them tonight.
All right, overall tonight, as you guys now get ready for the next round, what did you take away from tonight? What did you kind of learn about the guys tonight? What do you want them to kind of work on and clean up?
As a coach, you preach so many things, right? And they have bought into what we're preaching. So we got to keep our head down, keep working, keep fighting, keep doing little things right, and we'll be successful.
Awesome, coach. Congratulations. I know you want to get to the celebration.
Appreciate
and
it.
Get back up the road.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Appreciate it, man.
All
God
right.
Bless. Go Knights.
All right, and again, that was head coach Adam Miller, Centennial Knights. And again, it was a great game. It really was. So congratulations to them and good luck to them as they look to continue. And again, they'll take on Lithonia this week in the second round of the 4A state championship bracket. All right, Monday I took in some more flag football action because, like I said, a lot of flag football taking place right now because the way it all lines up, because again, flag football starts off later than all the other fall sports. They don't start off until about October, but how they do their schedules, how they play multiple games in one day, it all ends up timing out to where their playoffs will eventually be in sync with the football side of the boys' football side of things, and the championships will all end up same days in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But anyway, Monday took in some more flag football region matchups between South Atlanta, Carver, and Maynard Jackson, and it would be South Atlanta getting the two wins on the day. They beat Carver 27-0, and then they turned around and was able to pick up a win over Maynard Jackson, who Maynard Jackson's been having a phenomenal season, but wasn't their night on Monday. Again, South Atlanta getting the wins, 27-0 over Carver, and then 12-0 over Maynard Jackson. And how about this? Quarterback Titiana Perry, 6 TDs throughout the day, 3 rushing and 3 passing. I mean, and just again, Noel, I know you said you want to go out and see some flag football, so I got to get you out tomorrow. Matter of fact, Southwest DeKalb, I've been trying to get out to see them. They close out their regular season tomorrow against Lakeside and Columbia. They'll take on Lakeside at 6 and then Columbia at 8, so maybe we can try to link up for the 8 o'clock game, because I do have Dukes and Bell. We don't wrap up at Zuka till 6, so that'll give me time to swing by the crib and then see which DeKalb stadium they're playing at, because, you know, they do the whole shared stadium situation and whatnot. But
hopefully it's at Panthersville.
That's right. That's close to the crib, huh? All right. Anyway, here is South Atlanta coach Justin Sizemore on the girls' wins on Monday night.
Oh, man, the message was you got to play hard. This is a game that we need to win because we're already down 0-1 in the region. We lost a tough game to Doug, 6-13, so we kind of had to replace that. So today on defense balled out. I think nobody scored today, so which helps us, helps us keep whatever our point differential on that part down. But, man, we really had it scuffed in the girls off. this game is a must-win situation. Today is a must-win situation. Even the rest of the week is a must-win situation.
I was going to say, and with that being said, what's kind of the message moving forward as you guys look out to close out the regular season before you get ready for that region tournament?
Oh, man, the message is honest and truly just keep getting better. Like, from where we started, from where we are now, it's a complete difference. You cannot tell, like, anybody that we probably played, you'll probably be like, this is not the same. This is not the same team that we had. And it's really not, man. Like I said, we got all of our softball girls and our volleyball girls and our band girls. They started coming in and start playing. And then once we start getting things rolling, man, things start changing. People start believing in what we were calling. People start believing in the coaches. People start believing in each other, man. And that's all helping us.
All right, and again, that was Coach Justin Sizemore, South Atlanta. And it wasn't, I said region tournament, but they closed out the regular season. They picked up wins tonight, 26-0 over Elite Scholars, and then 27-0 over Coretta Scott King. So they wrap up their regular season and will get ready for postseason play. And if you notice in there, I've mentioned this before, the thing about flag, that's another reason they kind of start late, because a lot of programs, they have to rely on girls that are participating in other fall sports like volleyball, as you heard him mention, softball, even if they're in the band, they have to rely on those young ladies. So a lot of teams don't get strong until kind of this part of the year, once those young ladies wrap up those other sports. And then, like you see what happened with them, you know, they run off five straight wins, all shutouts.
And that's what's interesting about that. It's like, if you see a team early, it doesn't really give you any indication of what you're going to see later on in the season, because band has to end and softball has to end and baton and everything else before you get your whole group in and they really start running away with them flags.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is very rare that a team is able in flag, in reference to flag, is able to start off full strength because of those fall sports.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah, good to see South Atlanta rolling right at the right time. All right, when we come back on the other side, you'll hear my conversation with Braylon Gilstrap, Southwest DeKalb Panthers. They're getting ready for their second round matchup. They'll take on the Cal Longhorns in that 4A bracket. So great conversation with him. Also later on in the show, my conversation with Coach Jess Wilder of the Camden County Wrestling Team. Again, they are 11-time, not just traditional defending state champs, also duels. And that conversation coming up on just the culture of that program and what they've built down that way. All right, so coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Man, this beat right here is one of my favorite tracks. Like the production on this for Outkast. Congratulations to the home team, too. Of course, last weekend getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw a very funny video. This dude was really mad at Dre for not performing with Big Boy. He was so in his feelings about it. Like, anyway.
It's such an old thing now. Like, I thought we were all over that. Andre,
I think a lot of people just had some glimpse, some hope that there would be one last hoorah between. And I'll say this. When he didn't perform at One Music Fest, yeah, when they had the Rico Wade tribute, once I got word that he wasn't even there for that, I was like, oh, he ain't performing.
He's done. Yeah, it's
he's done.
Unless he's gonna be out there with his
flute, right?
Yeah, flute. Like, yeah. I don't think it's happening, guys.
Nah.
That's why I went out there, you know, doing the 3-day festival.
Exactly.
To get my Outkast
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
I kinda figured, just like that Janet Jackson announcement we got that she ain't gonna be dancing no more in two
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go see your heroes now.
Yeah, exactly, man. So yeah, I was not surprised that he did not perform once the Rock and Roll Fame. Or, I mean, once the One Music Fest came and he wasn't a part of the Rico Wade tribute. That pretty much lets you know, okay, like it ain't happening, y'all. Anyway. Welcome to the show, your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. We talk about it nationally, but we like to keep it in our backyard. And coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear my conversation with Braylon Gilstrap, edge rusher for the Southwest DeKalb Panthers. They're getting ready for round two against the Cal Longhorns. Also later in the show, Kendall County Wrestling head coach Jess Wilder as they get their season now underway. And again, phenomenal program, what they've built down there. 11 straight state titles, duels, and traditional. So, great conversation with him as well. And I got to shout out you, Noel, man. This, what is it? The Starbucks, what now?
I'm calling it the Starbucks dupe, but it's the cranberry bliss bar
they made. But
Starbucks.
You're calling it the dupe because it's your duplicate. But you
yes.
made it, and you went and got these ingredients from Ingles Markets.
Ingles
Markets.
Ingles Markets, of course, because I, like everyone else, love the savings. And they got my brown sugar, my
right.
flour, my orange abstract, my cranberries.
Yes.
50% less sugar. You know, got to watch out for our health.
Exactly.
And, yeah, we made a dupe.
Nice.
So
well, it tastes good, man. You did a great job. So once you start this interview, I'll be finishing up the second half of this. And ironically, I actually had to stop at Ingles because when I went to Locust Grove, because I left straight from here mm-hmm. after wrapping up with Dukes and Bell. And, you know, because of that traffic and where Locust Grove was.
Yeah, boy.
Hour-wise, I mean, traffic-wise, I didn't want to stop till I got to that side of town. And I couldn't remember. I remember, you know, obviously the Tanger outlets and all that mm-hmm. were right there. Couldn't remember what else was there food-wise. And as soon as I got off the exit, made that left, I was like, bam, an Ingles. Boom.
That's kind of a new Ingles, too.
Yes.
I usually go out to the Tanger Outlet. I haven't made it out there in like a year. But the last time I was out there, the only like grocery store type that was in that area was Walmart.
Right.
So
yeah.
To hear that now they can enjoy the Ingles savings as
exactly.
well. Exactly. And I can probably pop into an Ingles when I go see what's out there at the Polo and the Levi's store.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Nike store.
Exactly.
That is great to hear, Dave.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's the reporting
yeah,
right there on
yeah.
my Ingles map.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So ran in there, ran into the Ingles, and got my snacks, my sideline snacks like I like to do. And I was good to go once I got to the game. I didn't have to worry about, you know, getting in the long concession line and all that good stuff. Not that I wouldn't support, but a lot of times I'm trying to make sure I get my report in to Sam. I'm kind of going through my notes. So.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to watch the game, see
yeah.
what's going on, and be in the concession
yeah.
land to get the, you know, get your cheese fries.
Exactly. So shout out to Ingles for being there to come through in the clutch. All right, real quick, before I get to the conversation with Braylon, let's just give you a quick glimpse. I'm not going to be able to go through all of these brackets, but if you don't know, if you're not sure what all went down in the first round, a couple of matchups that we now have taking place here in the second round. You're going to have Walton taking on East Coweta. Yes, Walton knocked off Merkeetra, and that was probably the most shocking in most people. That was probably the most shocking win, I guess you would say, if that's the word you want to use. Of the week. And it was more, in my eyes, it was more of a interesting win just because those two teams kicked off the season facing each other, and it was McEachern picking up a pretty convincing win over Walton in that one. And you know, for the most part, a lot of people had McEachern as one of the top favorites to win 6A this year in general. But unfortunately, it was Walton getting, I guess you would say, the last laugh as they got the win. And it was a good game, 28-24, your final in that one. But that sets them up against East Coweta. East Coweta, not the best season that they've had, Coach Small and his crew. They had their ups and downs throughout the season. And some people would say they probably weren't favored to win, but they did get the win over Denmark. So, again, that's going to be East Coweta and Walton. Brookwood pushing through after they knocked off Archer. So they'll take on Valdosta, who knocked off Decula. Douglas County and North Cobb, a rematch from last year. Last year, this was a quarterfinals matchup. I was at the game, and if I'm not mistaken, it was quarterfinals. And then Douglas County actually won, but that was also the game. Was that the game? The quarterback got hurt. I want to say that was the game the quarterback got hurt. I could be wrong on that one. But anyway, Douglas County knocking off Lambert to get to the matchup, and it was North Cobb knocking off Paulding County. Going to go to the other side just real quick because, again, I do want to try to hit a couple of the other brackets before we get to the conversation with Braylon. But a very interesting and very good second-round matchup, Colquitt County taking on Grayson. Grayson, you know, took care of business against Norcross. Colquitt took care of business against Mill Creek. That's going to be a very good second-round matchup. Harrison takes on Carrollton. Lowndes taking on North Gwinnett. Hillgrove taking on Forsyth. That's a very interesting matchup as well. I wouldn't mind checking that one out. 5A real quick. Lee County will take on Langston Hughes. Those two faced off. I was actually at the matchup they had maybe 3 years ago. Might have been the year Langston won state, if I remember correctly. So that should be a really good second-round matchup. Gainesville taking on Brunswick. Houston County takes on Rome. Milton taking on Jackson County. Sequoia takes on Noonan. Roswell will face Clark Central. Thomas County Central taking on Villa Rica. And then Woodward Academy taking on, there's Woodward Academy taking on Statesboro. 4A real quick, we've got Cambridge taking on Central Carroll. 10, Cass will take on Benedictine. Blessed Trinity facing off against Marist. ML King taking on North Oconee. As I mentioned, Southwest DeKalb taking on Kale. And you'll hear my conversation with Braylon Gilstrap, Edge for Southwest DeKalb here in just a minute. Cartersville takes on Warner Robins. Centennial facing off in Lathonia, as I mentioned. Creekside, who's been having their large wins just continue. They won first round 70-7, I should say, over Dalton. They've been putting up these type of numbers. Like, they've been having some phenomenal wins this season. And then Rare County, I should say, picked up a win over Flowery Branch. So that's who Creekside will take on. Real quick, let's get to 3A. Sandy Creek, Roland, they'll take on Monroe Area. Douglas Atlanta taking on Calhoun. Shout out to Douglas, too, because a little adversity in the offseason, lost a couple of key pieces, but here they are making it to the second round. So shout out to Doug, to the Douglas Astros. They'll take on Calhoun. Stevenson taking on Westside Augusta. LaGrange, North Hall. West Lawrence, Oconee County, Peach County, Jenkins, Cairo, and Troop. And then Harlem takes on Jefferson. So we'll get into some of these out. We'll go through the rest maybe on the other side. But now I want to get you to this conversation again. Braylon Gilstrap, Edge for Southwest DeKalb Panthers. I got a chance to catch up with him as they were getting ready to get the playoffs underway. But just a great conversation because he's wrapping up his high school career here once their playoff run is done. And just wanted to really show him some love for the career he's been able to put together. And it's always good to just, anyway, here's the conversation. I'll get on the other side about, because I like to, y'all know how I get. I get a bit emotional about not just showing love to just the kids everybody knows about. I want to show love to those that are having great seasons as well, and maybe everybody don't know about it. But here's my conversation with Braylon. And we'll head out to the WaveFord.com hotline where Braylon joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braylon, first off, man, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. And congratulations to you and the guys on the season that you all have had thus far as you get ready for the playoffs. Looking back over your high school career, man, what areas of growth would you say you're most proud of?
Well, looking over my high school career, man, I can say I'm most proud of on how much I've grown with my discipline and work ethic. I learned to stay consistent throughout football, school, training, whatever the case may be, and just staying disciplined.
All right, and then coming into this season, what was most important for you in regards to things you wanted to work on or improve?
I really want to work on my technique, become more confident, man, because if you was to watch my film last year, you would see that I was a little bit more hesitant and honestly scared, man. I played a little bit scared last year, but this year I fly around to the ball a lot more. No more loafs, and yeah.
All right. Spending time here on the way4.com hotline. Braylon Gilstrap, Edge for the Southwest Decatur Panthers football team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Throughout your career, Braylon, man, to this point, what have been some lessons that you've learned along the way, man, that you know you're going to carry with you?
I learned to stay coachable, to handle adversity, because, you know, Coach Bell is very, very, very hard on us. As far as being like in school, outside of school, and yeah, make sure you doing everything to the best of your ability, and yeah, just be coachable, man, because that mindset right there separates me throughout all the other different guys out there in the world.
All right, and you know, you guys again been having a great season, and you're getting ready for the playoffs to continue against Cal. What have been some of the keys to the success that you guys have had this season?
The key to some of the success we had this season is, you know, as far as the locker room, man, because that right there is – because like Coach Bell always say to us, man, he's not really worried about the other team. He's more worried about the guys within our locker room and not being selfish. And, yeah, because you can't win games with selfish players on your team and stuff.
All right. Spending time here on the Wave4.com hotline on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braylon Gilstrap, Edge for the Southwest Decatur Panthers, joining us. What will be things you guys need to lock in on to keep your playoff push going?
Some things we need to lock in on is coming out of the locker room before the game start on fire, and staying consistent and not trickle down and get excited when we got a big lead. And, you know, yeah, man, it's coming out. Coming out, being strong in the first half, coming in and going into the second half and keeping the intensity going and not get relaxed.
All right, good stuff, man. Well, Braylon, definitely want to wish you guys good luck. Before I let you go, I got to know, man. So say it's game day, you got a few hours, you walk into an Ingles Market to get you some game day snacks. What goes in the basket?
I always gotta get me a Pedialyte, man. I love my Pedialyte. gotta get the Pedialyte. And that's really it, man. Pedialyte, man. I like, cause I need my electrolytes before the game starts. I need those electrolytes.
There it is, man. Well, Braylon, thanks, brother, for taking some time out of your day, young man, to join us here on the show. And again, want to wish you and the guys nothing but success down the stretch here in the postseason, man. Good luck.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, man. Braylon Gilstrap, Southwest Decatur Panthers. And like I said, they'll get ready to take on the Cal Longhorns, Coach May. They've been having a good season. Got a chance to see them kick their season off. It's the Corky Cal Classic, matter of fact, at the start of the season. So that should be a really good matchup. Coach Bell, Coach May, two of the top coaches here in the state. So good luck to both of them. I know only one can get the win in advance, but would love to see it, you know, if, you know, I'm happy for whoever gets it done. All right, on the other side, when we get back, sorry, I finished off Noel's Starbucks dupe. So that's why I'm struggling here. When we come back, my conversation with the Camden County Wrestling head coach Jess Wilder, they're getting their season underway. And again, man, they've built something great down there with that wrestling program. You'll hear that conversation when we come back right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real. At 929 The Game for all your social needs of this station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Final segment of the show as we get you ready to get back into regularly scheduled programming. But anyway, this is your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Love shining a light on all the accomplishments and things that are going on when it comes to high school sports here in the metro and throughout the state of Georgia. With that being said, coming up in just a few minutes, you'll hear my conversation with Camden County wrestling coach, head coach Jess Wilder. Man, they are a phenomenal program. They've won 11 straight traditional state championships as well as team dual state championships. So definitely wanted to get coach on just to talk about what they've built down that way. So you'll hear that in just a few minutes. But as always, like to give you the what I'm looking forward to, you know, throughout the rest of this week. And some of the things, again, flag football tomorrow. I'm going to try to get out to see Southwest DeKalb because I have been in contact with them about making sure I try to come show them some love before they wrap up the regular season. So that's tomorrow night. Over the weekend, Saturday, the Hawks Naismith Classic. This is, they do the 2 annual Naismith events. The tip-off classic is always heading into Thanksgiving week, and they're hosted at Holy Innocents. It's a full day of hoops, boys and girls. It kicks off at 12 p.m. Creekside and River Ridge will get the day started at 12. You've got North Paulding and Holy Innocence girls, and then Cross Creek and Milton boys, followed by Kell and Gainesville boys, Woodward Academy and Holy Innocence boys, and then the nightcap Tri-Cities boys taking on McEachern boys. And again, that is this Saturday at Holy Innocence, the Hawks Naismith Tip-Off Classic. They also have the Holiday Classic, which will take place in December. So in about roughly about 3 weeks, I think it's December 13th, and that one will take place at Norcross High School. Shout out to my guy Joel Hillsman, too, because he Hillsman Heavy, you know, we usually always tap into him throughout the high school hoops season to talk about all that's going on in that world here in Georgia. So we'll be having him on pretty soon throughout the show, throughout the year, I should say, as high school hoops are underway. A lot of teams about 4 or 5 games in now. So exciting times, man. Exciting times. Also looking forward to Saturday night. Georgia Tech and Pitt, baby. Let's go, Jackets. I got to holler at Carl because Carl and I originally were talking about going. I don't know because I told him I wanted to go. And I was, you know, but I don't know if Carl going to roll. Carl likes to, you know, once he gets home and kicks it, he's kicking it. So might just be me and my son rolling up today. Either way it goes, we're going. They flexed that game because I'm almost positive that game was a 3:30 game originally. And with the implications of the ACC championship on the line, you know, as far as getting to that, it looks like they moved it. It's now it's a 7 p.m. game. So I'm excited. A night game at Bobby Dodd with the implications on the line in regards to getting to that ACC championship game. Good stuff. Hopefully Tech can pull it out. But looking forward to that. Real quick, got to tell you, Noel, we took my son up to Furman. So I told you before how we've been doing these college visits. We're like, these aren't college visits, not necessarily like the coaches themselves. Like, he's only a freshman, so it's not like they're like necessarily inviting him. But we're doing our part as parents, like communicating with school, like, hey, we'd like to bring him up for an official visit. Things of that nature. And so we've been doing different levels. We did Memphis. Of course, he's done Colorado. So we did Furman, just so he can get the ideal and vibe of all the different types of campuses.
Yeah, the feel and
so,
the landscape.
Yeah. So, and Furman, again, right up the road for the most part, like a 2.5-hour drive, if that. But really cool. Like, yes, it's a small campus. And this is just me. He liked it. Don't get me wrong. But me personally, I thought it was – you know, while it's a small campus and everything, it had a cool little vibe to it.
Okay.
And everything. And funny enough, last night I'm up. Why was I? Oh, I was watching Hawks. And Scott Van, or was that Monday night? Might have been Monday night. Can't remember. But, yeah, it was Monday night. And so I'm up editing. And then after the Monday night football game, you know, Scott Van Pelt, they do the whole Bad Beats thing.
Yeah.
That exact game, Furman taking on VMI, Virginia Military Institute, was one of their bad beats. So it was because, Furman won, but I want to say they were favored. I forgot what they were favored by, but the bad beat was they didn't cover. They allowed VMI to get within, you know, whatever. And blow the spread for them. So I was like, hey, we were at that game. Like, so
crazy, right?
Yeah,
crazy
it was very wild. Right? Yeah, man. So anyway, that's that. So
when y'all going to take that trip on up there to go see Coach Joel Taylor up there at West Georgia, though? When y'all going to make that trip?
So we kind of got the ball rolling on doing this late. We've been talking about it, but just look, we got four boys, no? Like, and everybody plays sports, like, schedule.
I'm just making sure the alma mater.
Well, here's what you need to do then, Noel. You just need to go ahead and put me in contact with the right people so we can make it happen.
Oh, okay. Don't say that. I'll have you over there in the media.
So
they'll be
first up. They'll be first on deck next year once the visits can start happening.
That's what I'm talking about.
That'll work.
Go Wolves.
All right. Without further ado, man, let's get to my conversation with Coach Wilder, Camden County Wrestling Team. Again, phenomenal program that they've built down that way. Just strong, man, and. I've got a chance to see them, I want to say once, can't remember, it was about 2 years ago maybe. I think it was the year when one of the classification things, I think it was the year them and Buford ended up in the same classification and everybody wondered who would end up winning, and it ended up being Camden County. But anyway, here's my conversation with Coach Wilder. All right, let's head out to the WayForward.com hotline where Coach Wilder joins us now. Here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us here on the show. And congratulations to you and all your wrestlers on getting another season underway.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So how excited were you, man, getting back with the guys? And I'm assuming some ladies, too, in regards to getting this season rolling.
Exciting. You just got a big senior class it's able to kind of just do everything we want to do schedule wise and practice wise and transportation and all that kind of stuff. So, it's good to kind of be free to do whatever we need to do to develop.
All right. And I mean, you guys, you know, obviously we're in Georgia. Everybody, you know, believes this is, you know, a football state. And obviously Camden County football is always a team talked about. But for some people that may not keep up with the sport of high school wrestling, man, you guys are one of the most dominating programs in the state. 11-time defending dual and traditional state champs. You know, what's been instilled in your wrestlers over the years that has led to building this program, you know, into the powerhouse that you all have become?
You know, everyone overuses the word culture because it sounds cool and stuff like that. They watch someone win that probably does have culture. And so they say, oh, we got to have the right culture. But the reality is they don't actually discipline the kids. They don't hold them accountable. You know, they basically are keeping the most talented kids regardless and getting any transfers they can get if it's talent and all that kind of stuff. Whereas, you know, we kind of, you know, are a lot more in-house and, you know, we don't even really try to push them hard in middle school. You know, we just try to get them out for the sport, try to grow the sport and get big numbers because we know the sport's hard. We know the retention is not going to be great. And, you know, we don't apologize for that because, you know, the standard is going to be, we're going to be tough and we're going to work hard and we're going to have high expectations and you're either going to meet them or you're going to find something else to do.
All right, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline on Prep Sports Nation with Coach Jess Wilder, head coach, Camden County Wildcats Wrestling. Speaking of those seniors, like you said, large senior class, how important has over the years, you know, the leadership from upperclassmen been when it comes down to it? And I know, like you said, I know you don't want to necessarily use the word culture, but obviously they play a role in keeping tradition rolling. How important has that been from those upperclassmen in regards to that?
Well, a lot of our senior class were talented coming into ninth grade. We don't usually make a living off of, you know, I guess superstar youth wrestlers that come to high school because we, you know, just kind of have a system where, you know, we grind and develop a lot of kids. And this senior class happened to be my son's a senior. So a lot of times when a coach wants to spend time with his son and with wrestling, then he tends to travel on his off days, over the high school team schedule with that youth group. And then you want to bring a couple of your kids' friends along just because it's funner for the kid and less, you know, tension as far as father, son. It's more or less just to hang out, go get some scraps in, go eat, you know, go have some fun. So you know, it's a lot of not just Camden, but most high school programs, if you follow them or pay attention, usually when the coach's sons come through, they're usually at their peak years and stuff like that. So, it happens incidentally. But I think that's part of it. The senior class has been pretty good. Quite a few of them have been good since ninth grade at state level.
All right. And with the success that you all have had over the years, you know, at times, do you have to remind everyone about, you know, not becoming complacent and just getting used to, you know, this is what we do? Or does it come naturally for them to just get out there and put in the necessary work to continue to have the success that you have?
Well, I think scheduling is important. You know, you can't go at, you know, 100 miles per hour all year long. You know, you got to have some off times. You know, we take a couple of months off. We take all of July off and August and stuff like that. So I think, you know, you don't put a whole lot of emphasis on much of anything other than development, you know, until you get to closer to the state tournament. And then you kind of start, you know, obviously cranking up the expectations and reminding everyone of why we do what we do. But no, definitely not complacent. I mean, there's enough good competition out there and teams that can beat us. So we don't allow ourselves to get complacent.
All right. Spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline here with Coach Jess Wilder, head coach, Camden County Wildcats Wrestling, 11-time dual and traditional state champs. He's joining us here on the show. Coach, coming into the season, were there any things you wanted your wrestlers to focus on as y'all started preparing for the mats? And, you know, what was kind of your message to them as you guys started to get this season underway?
I mean, nothing special, just business as usual. You know, as we got closer to the start date, it was, you know, maybe start getting a little jogging, maybe start watching your diet a little bit, sort of, you know, just kind of trying to get yourself in a little bit of, some sort of cardiovascular, shape, so we can kind of start practice, with a pretty decent intensity. But you know, nothing special. Just, I mean, like I said, it's a pretty experienced group and the younger kids follow the seniors. So, you know, they kind of, know the expectation and usually meet it.
All right. And last one, Coach, before I let you go, for you, what are going to be the keys to another successful run for, the Camden County Wildcats?
You know, just staying healthy, of course, you know, try not to get too banged up or any season ending injuries, you know, and then just getting the right kids in the right weight classes and spreading the talent out and having a little depth as well to allow us to be creative, if we need it and when we need it. That's about it.
Good deal. Well, Coach Wilder, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes out of your day. Hopefully I'll be able to catch you guys one of these weekends, maybe at an invitational or something, and see you all in action. But again, congratulations to the success that you all have had over the years and throughout the throughout this program's history.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having us on and recognizing the program and the sport of wrestling itself. Appreciate that.
All right, good stuff there from Coach Wilder, and good luck to Camden County, man. They look to try to make it 12 years in a row. That is, man, that is, and look, you know, this is Georgia, right? And Camden County is, you know, one of those programs that when you talk about high school football in the South, you know, they're one of those programs that you often hear talked about a lot. But, man, I thought it was like, hey, you cannot overlook what's going on with this wrestling program down there. So we definitely wanted to get them on and highlight them. And, again, we're in the midst of winter sports, so you'll hear more from wrestling and swimming coaches and student athletes as the season progresses, and, of course, basketball as well. So looking forward to bringing you more of that. And that's going to do it for this week's episode. Noel, thank you so much, especially for that Starbucks dupe with them Ingles ingredients, them Ingles purchased ingredients. And, of course, this is Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. The show brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. We'll do it all again next week. And I think next week, let me make sure. Hold on. We got the upcoming play-by-play. Let's make sure Hawks aren't here. They are not. So, yeah. Oh, and that's the night before Thanksgiving. So that means, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to walk in the house, and the pies are going to be done. That's what's going to happen next week. All right, y'all. We'll do it again then. All right. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.